We return now to our conversation that we began earlier this hour on the crisis of climate and the drought in the midsection of the country and the impact it's having on farmers and people living in places like Nebraska and Iowa, even Illinois and Indiana. Joining us now, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack on the line from Washington, D.C. Secretary of Agriculture, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Secretary, there's a question of measuring here, actually monitoring what's going on with the drought, and there's a question of actually addressing it by doing things at the federal level to try to deal with it. It looks like Congress isn't going to do anything anytime soon. What can you do?
Well, first of all, we can identify where the problem areas are, which is what we've continually done for the last month of identifying disaster areas where the drought is severe enough for us to take action. We have now over 1,500 counties across the country that have been designated by my office as disaster areas for one natural disaster or another. That opens up the opportunity for emergency loans to producers in that area. We needed to take additional steps, and so we announced an effort on the part of crop insurance companies to forgive interest on unpaid premiums on crop insurance for an additional 30 days to help producers out. We've opened up a substantial amount of our CRP land for haying and grazing to provide some relief for our livestock operators. We've created additional flexibilities, if you will, in some of our conservation programs to provide some farmers additional flexibility and time to meet their contractual obligations. All of that is important work. And it's an indication of the importance that we place on this. But the reality is the big opportunity here for help is in Congress's willingness to complete its work, particularly in the House of Representatives, to get what I refer to as a food, farm, and jobs bill through the process, which would resurrect or resume disaster assistance, particularly for livestock producers and some specialty crop folks, which is extremely important. That disaster assistance expired last September. And it needs an affirmative action by Congress to resume it.
And it doesn't look like we're necessarily going to get that for at least a month and maybe 5-6 weeks. Tom Vilsack, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, there's only so much you can do by designating counties disaster areas, which opens up some federal dollars. But, you know, in the long term, is this only something that Congress can deal with, or is there something that the Obama administration can do that's going to have an impact on next year's crop?
Well, we're going to continue to focus on ways in which we can provide help and assistance. And we've asked, the president's asked me as the chair of the Rural Council to assemble all departments of government that have anything to do with rural America to encourage and encourage them to provide us help and assistance. The Interior Department is opening up some land for grazing. The SBA is providing additional credit opportunities. So there are certain actions we can take. But at the end of the day, the most direct effect and the most direct assistance can come from congressional action, getting these disaster programs back in place and getting a food, farm, and jobs bill through the process. You know, frankly, the best sign I saw near the Capitol yesterday was summer school for Congress, no recess. You know, in the old days, you didn't get summer vacation, you didn't get recess unless you get your work done.
In the old days, and they weren't so long ago for you, were they, Tom Vilsack?
I'm sorry, pardon?
They weren't so long ago, those old days for you.
No.
Tom Vilsack, now U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, thanks so much for talking to us.
You bet. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.